I'm Ruth Kraber with Mission Network News. It's been about 3 weeks since Hurricane Maria struck Puerto Rico, but today, nearly 90% of the island is still without power.
All of that infrastructure was torn to pieces. I mean, the big, big power lines look like dental floss. So you have 3.5, 3.6 million American citizens with no power, no water, no communications, no cell phone, no internet, and everything's dark.
That's Omar Hayedo, and he's partnered with Christian Aid Mission to transport desperately needed generators, water filtration systems, and solar-powered chargers to Puerto Rico. It's all being distributed through the local churches, which empowers them to be the hands of Christ. If you want to come alongside Christian Aid, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And FMI has some exciting changes coming up, and some that could involve you. FMI's Bruce Allen shares,
the number of our church planters are increasing, the number of the ministry sites are increasing. We were trusting the Lord this year for opportunities to plant 17 new churches. Well, already by last month, this year, we have 42 new ministry sites.
Previously, FMI's only had one employee, the Executive International Director, as the foundation for the overseas partners. But now, FMI's hiring for two new positions, an Executive Assistant and a Manager of Capital Development. Allen's encouraging listeners who want to be part of the FMI team to apply. So pray that the right people would apply and that these positions would be filled soon. Get the details about all of this and more at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. The stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kraber.